First, government sources say Australian authorities are monitoring a number of boats they suspect could make their way to Australia carrying asylum seekers. AM has been told that none of them are yet near Australia, just that they are in Indonesia, Sri Lanka, or in international waters near those two countries. Meanwhile, 255 Sri Lankans aboard a boat moored in Western Java have made a desperate plea to Australia and other countries to consider their bids for asylum. They say returning to Sri Lanka is no longer an option for Tamils who wish to survive. The group was intercepted in Indonesian waters on the weekend after a phone call from the Prime Minister Kevin Rudd to Indonesia's President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. Last night, journalists were allowed to board the vessel the asylum seekers are refusing to leave. Indonesia correspondent Jeff Thompson was there.
A gangplank creaks as journalists crossed last night from an Indonesian Navy frigate to the 30-metre wooden cargo boat moored alongside it to view for the first time, all together and close up, a mass of 255 faces drawn with fatigued fear, hope and disappointment. Huddled skin to skin, they looked up knowing this may be their only real moment in the international spotlight, on which their plea for extraordinary attention would live or die. As babies and young children slept on the boat's top deck, the fluent English of a young bearded man calling himself Alex was put forward as their best chance of being understood.
As we are sitting comfortably on this boat in the shores of Indonesia, there are still Tamil people in Sri Lanka who are dying every day. This is why most of the people here have fled from the genocide in Sri Lanka and trying to find a future somewhere else.
Now, your boat's here today because Australian intelligence was shared with Indonesia and Australia's Prime Minister spoke to Indonesia's President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. Do you have a message for Mr. Rudd, perhaps?
First of all, I'd like to say thank you to Mr. Kevin Rudd because he has accepted many refugees in the past. And those refugees can be any one of our brothers or sisters who have found refuge and found safety in Australia. And we are thankful to him. But the other thing we'd like to tell Mr. Rudd is the fact that there are still many more Sri Lankans who need help. And for you to share intelligence and make sure that this boat does not reach Australian waters, it was very difficult for us to accept because we came until the last point believing that Australia will accept us into their country.
But these asylum seekers are now Indonesia's problem to be dealt with by organisations such as the International Organisation for Migration, which enjoys Australian funding, and Indonesian authorities seeking solutions which may rely on detention centres built with Australian money. But for now, these Tamils are determined not to leave their boat and have threatened self-harm if forced. Alex again.
If you had no place to go, if you had no country of your own, what would you do? And how long will you stay in a boat before you are promised to enter a country that will give you asylum? How long will you go? How desperate will you be? We're not only suffering back home, we are suffering here. We have no choice. We have no country to go back to.
But Australia was not the first and certain choice for these asylum seekers, simply the cheapest and easiest place to get to, even if it means living in a Malaysian jungle for a month, something even 9-year-old Brinda understands.
Please help us and save our life. We are your children too. Please think of us. Please. Please. Our Sri Lankan refugees, we have lived in forest for 1 month. Please take us to a country. It's okay if it is not Australia. It's better if any other country takes us. We can't live in Sri Lanka.
9-year-old Brinda, a Sri Lankan asylum seeker, ending Jeff Thompson's report from Western Java.